Welcome back to another episode of the Drop Back Podcast. I am Bradley, as always, joined by my co-host. And if you missed last episode, we did half the NFL, our grades, our thoughts on their draft class. But today we're doing the other half of the NFL. So if you missed your team, if we don't talk about your team, go listen to last episode. But how are you doing today, Zane?
I'm doing pretty good. Both our teams are in this one. We thought we could have gotten it all done in one episode, and then we got like, I think it was like halfway through the episode, and we're like, oh crap, this is going to be like 3 hours if we don't just split it up. So we ended up just splitting it up in two. That way, y'all can just, won't have to do it all in one sitting, you know? So we did I think it was A through K is what we ended up doing. We just did alphabetical, so we're starting with L, and we'll go all the way to the end. So that's how we're doing it for this one, and we're starting with the Chargers. I'm happy though, because both our teams, like I said, are in this one, so I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm excited to finally talk about my team. My thought since their draft class has changed a lot. I have not even told you yet.
So. Yeah, I figured it had.
Because I'm like thinking about it more and more. I'm like, okay. Yeah. But
Patriots drafted a top 10 wide receiver of all time, apparently. So. Just saying.
Oh, Burton?
Who?
Jerome Burton? Wait.
No, that wasn't us. No, that was the Bengals who did that one. I was talking about Baker.
Baker. Oh, yeah, Baker, yeah.
Dog, I might have to copy his jersey. I'm going to be totally real.
Dude, on y'all's wide receiver core right now, he could start. You have Juju Smith-Schuster.
Nah, but his quotes. Have you seen his quotes?
No.
I can make a person in a wheelchair stand up. And then he's like, there's no way 10 wide receivers in the league are better than me. And I'm like, dude, this is the mindset I need right now.
That's also what Chase Claypool said.
You're right, but he's also just dumb. And Javon Baker actually puts in work, so just saying.
Yeah, that's fair.
Whatever number Baker, I hope Baker picks a good number because I will cop that jersey in a heartbeat.
Imagine he changes it like Gonzalez did.
Oh, like Gonzalez did? Yeah. That'd be so fun. He'll pick six like Gonzalez did and then change it.
Wonder if you could get like a refund for it.
I think I probably can. I mean, I'm going to the shop this summer, so I could probably trade it in and be like, look, I'll switch it out for the new one. It's all good, though. Let's go to the Chargers, because that's the first thing we should be talking about, not my team. What do you think of the Chargers draft?
I liked it. I like their they had a lot of holes going into this draft. And new head coach, Jim Harbaugh, you know, had to draft at least one Michigan guy, and he drafted two, so... I thought it was a good draft overall. I gave it a B+. I like the Joe Alt pickup. I mean, yes, I understand you need offensive line, and Jim Harbaugh's mindset is to just play old school football, just run it down your throat. But who's going to run the ball for you?
That was my biggest issue.
So I think Joe Alt will be a fantastic offensive lineman, and he already has the name. Like, whenever you, like, Joe Alt is such an offensive lineman name.
It really is. It helps his dad. I think it was his dad was in the NFL too.
Yeah, like, I think, yeah, it's just like, whenever I think of Joe Alt, I just think of a Hall of Fame offensive lineman. Like, that's just an offensive lineman, like, Hall of Fame name. I would have rather went with Neighbors, personally.
Yeah.
But that's just me. I mean, but you did get Ladd McConkey, which I liked. I mean, excuse me. I like that draft pick. But what are your thoughts on it?
Okay. You know I hated them picking Joe Alt over Neighbors at first. That has since changed, like, tremendously with the rest of their draft. Because, like, they killed it in my mind. My biggest beef was they didn't pick Blake Corum and they let him go to the freaking Rams and completely screw up Kyren Williams for fantasy football. And like, I'm a little beefed about that. But other than that, great draft. I gave it an A. Joe Alt, great pick. Ladd McConkey, you needed a slot wide receiver, great pick. Linebacker was in need, filled, great pick. D tackle again, need, great pick. Great pick here. Cam Hart was a steal in the fifth round. I had him as a high third rounder, so that was a steal in my mind. I guess there's their RB1 right here. That's your answer. I have not watched him, so I have no clue. Brendan Rice, shouldn't have fallen this far, man. Absolute steal. I had him up here. They got wide receivers. They filled out the board. They signed DJ Chark today, which I felt was unnecessary, but they filled up their wide receiver core nicely. Rice here was position number 14 ranked. Ranked 83rd or 81st, and they got him in the 7th round. That's crazy to me.
And his dad
Cornelius Johnson, I thought was the, yeah. I had Cornelius Johnson as the best run blocking wide receiver, if that makes sense, in the class. So I actually really liked this pick. It was kind of underrated. So just good draft. Like, you did everything perfectly. The only way of keeping it out of an A plus was honestly neighbors and then linemen later, but it worked fine and you did it well. So, I mean, it's kind of early to grade it, but I think it was a good draft.
Yeah. Yeah. I like this draft. What would have bumped me up to an A was like drafting a wide receiver.
Yeah.
But I mean,
also didn't feel like they had to trade up. I don't think they should have traded up for Ladd McConkey. I think they probably could have gotten him at his normal spot. I'm not complaining it gave my team another pick earlier, but I felt like they could have just gotten him at his at 37.
Yeah. Yeah, they definitely could have just sat there, but I mean, they wanted Ladd McConkey, and I mean, they do have Justin Herbert, so I think Justin Herbert could play really well.
Yes.
Like, could make these players really good.
Ladd McConkey, dude, he's going to be a fantasy asset in my mind. In my opinion, he could end up being the one on this team.
I mean, yeah, who else is competing with him?
Quentin Johnston, TJ Chark, Joshua Palmer, yeah. Brendan Rice, Cornelius Johnson. Whole wide receiver core right there.
Yeah. Quentin Johnson's had a disappointment.
What's weird? I don't hate their wide receiver core now. I actually don't.
I feel like you always, like, if big pushes in the playoffs always come with a wide receiver one. You always have to have a wide receiver one. And they do not.
Hey, I'm just saying the greatest quarterback of all time had a GOAT slot white boy. So I'm just saying, Ladd McConkey, maybe they're going for that type of
thing. Yeah, I mean, Julian Edelman was a dog, but like in the playoffs.
I swear, he turned it on every playoff. He like flipped a switch every time.
Yeah, I know. It was like always, like he was very, very subtle in the regular season. I mean, he was still good in the regular season.
Good seasons, but they weren't great.
Yeah, they weren't anything special, but in the playoffs, he just like turned into a Pro Bowl elite wide receiver.
He really had those type of games, though.
Yeah. It was fantastic for him.
For me.
Yeah, for
not for you.
Yeah, dude. We were playing, y'all. Gosh.
I still think of the Julian Edelman Falcons catch, like, almost every week, though. I can't lie.
Oh, dude, that was an incredible catch.
Me and my dad will go to the Patriots, like, museum every year, and we'll walk by that, like, that was the best catch ever.
I mean, it was like a must-have catch, wasn't it?
It was. It would have. If he didn't catch it, we lost the game. So insane. Yeah. Yeah. Chargers. I gave it an A. So not much more to say. Curious what you have on them. I didn't know how to feel for a while on this team with the Rams.
I don't know. It's just so hard. They went very defensive heavy in this draft class. And, I mean, understandable because defense, you just lost one of the greatest defensive players of all time. Some would arguably say the greatest. Fisk, I'm not too big of a fan. I'm not the biggest fan of Fisk.
I thought you were. At one point maybe in time, I thought you were, at least.
Was I?
I think at one point, hold on, where do they even have him? They had him ranked third. Wow. Yeah. I think at one point in time you were, yeah.
I don't know. I change up my thoughts, like, with players all the time.
Yeah. It happens, though. I will say I hate it. I didn't hate it. I didn't know how to feel about it because it was a very offensive-heavy draft, and they went defensive-heavy. But then I looked at their roster pre-draft, and I was like, oh, they didn't need offense, like, at
yeah,
all.
Yeah, like...
So they really just went and filled out the needs on the board. So I'm like, okay, I actually like this. And I went ahead and gave it a B+. I don't know. Verse filled out the edge group. Fisk replaced the hole at D. Or you're never going to replace the hole at DT now with Donald. Yeah, whatever. Yeah, him gone. Did not like the Corum pick. He felt it was unnecessary. Kitchens, I didn't know how to feel with it because he ran and tested really bad, but he had like a solid year, I think. Coming into the year, he was ranked.
Like he was projected first round.
Yeah. Let's see, is this? Oh no, I didn't watch him. Never mind. Did I watch you? I think I did watch Tyler. You watched Tyler. One of us watched Tyler Davis. It's just been a long process now. Getting tired of thinking about it. Drafted kicker. Kicker was kind of a need. A lot of people liked him. I didn't watch him though. Said he was a good run blocker. Kind of needed it. Center doesn't hurt. Guard again doesn't hurt. So I kind of liked their draft overall. Felt like they filled out all the needs. Corner was probably the only need that they didn't really fill out. But frankly, I think they're fine at corner. At least for this year. Next year's corner group, my goodness, you go look at it. It's better than the past few years combined.
Oh. Yeah.
I will say this is like that is the one group next year I will hype up because it is that good.
I mean, it could change, honestly. How does draft
It really could change. I'm maybe putting my foot in my mouth with this one, but you go look at the group. Travis Hunter, Will Johnson, Benjamin Morris, Burke. Like, just those four guys alone, I'm just like, those are first-round talent.
Travis Hunter was phenomenal. He was a dog. But he's coming from Colorado, and I'm starting really not to like Colorado.
Oh, thank goodness you're on the right side.
Dude, I strongly dislike Colorado.
See, I don't like saying the word hate, but, like, man, that is a team. I'm like, I can't.
They're not good. They're not good. I don't care. Not, like,
they
Sanders,
have a terrible attitude.
Sanders is a Hall of Fame cornerback, one of the best of all time, yes. I haven't really watched him, but I will go and say, like, I haven't watched these older guys, but, you know, he was great. But
they went 4-13 this past year.
Yeah.
So,
I can't think of his first name. The quarterback.
Yeah, Sanders, yes.
A different Sanders. QB Sanders. Yes, he QB is Sanders. So bad. I don't think he will be good unless he takes a massive step.
He's not bad. The offensive line is terrible.
It is, but good quarterbacks.
That is my issue.
Good quarterbacks in the collegiate level.
27-3 touchdown interception ratio. I got to give him that much.
I feel like whenever I was watching him, I didn't watch too many Colorado games.
He looked
but like,
very scattered, but that's because the offensive line couldn't block a grandma. Yeah.
I mean, in the Colorado versus Colorado State game, he lost the game. He threw a pick. He was running back. I was just watching it because it was like 11:30 at night, and I was like, yeah, I'll throw on a college football game, and I saw that.
Yeah.
He's just
Shadur Sanders.
No, it okay, yeah.
Yeah, that's how you pronounce it. Oops.
He looks very, like, scared. I don't know. I might change my mind by next year.
Yeah. 52 sacks allowed, though. I mean, most in college football. You know.
Yeah. But okay. Caleb Williams' offensive line is terrible.
This is crazy because sacks are included in college football for the rushing. 111 rushes, negative 77 carries, and 4 touchdowns because of the sacks. It's just that bad.
You remember? I don't know. I remember, or do you remember this? Whenever people were accusing him of holding on to the ball too long, to keep his completion percentage up. Do you remember that?
Maybe. I think so, maybe.
Yeah, because people were pushing that so hard. They were like, oh, he's holding on to the ball. Look at this play. Look at this play.
Yeah.
People were
I don't know. He had a solid year, though. But, if he has a year like this, but, a step up from it, so, 4,000 yards almost, and then that touchdown-interception ratio, sure, give him first round. That's fine. The upside's there. But right now, I don't like it.
Yeah. His dad, Deion Sanders, said, we're going to go the Eli Manning route.
Yeah, so, that also is just killing it for me.
Yeah, that I would not draft him for that reason. Mm-mm.
Mm-hmm. He reminds me of drafting him.
Yes,
I'm just roll right into it. Is the Raiders?
Last thing on the Sanders family. It reminds me of the Ball family so much. Sanders,
LaMelo Ball, and all that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I can see that.
But yeah, we can get back into the NFL draft.
Yes, this let's get back year's to it. Draft. Okay, Raiders. I hated this draft. I hated it when it was done. I hated it when it was finished. And I still hate it now. Your one need coming in was quarterback. You didn't fulfill your need. You grabbed Brock Bowers after drafting a tight end last year early. You can go two tight end set. Sure, whatever. Fine. You're killing their fantasy value. I'm being a little selfish with this grade. But you killed my fantasy value on Myers. I don't appreciate it. You grabbed Powers Johnson. That was a good pick. The rest of them, outside of Richardson, I didn't like for the most part. Eichenberg was good, but the rest were just didn't like it. Again, Bowers was best player available, but not a player of need. So it's just why are you drafting a player that isn't a player of need just because he's best player available? I understand he's best player available, but you didn't need him. You should have done all you could to trade up in the draft for a quarterback, and you just didn't do that. You lost out on all 6 quarterbacks through the first 12 picks, and you did nothing to do that. So I'm just I gave this a D, a solid D. I'm a hater, but it was
That's
a D.
Fair. I gave them a C because I think Bowers is still good. He's a phenomenal prospect.
He is. So, okay, I don't hate that part of it. It's just they killed my fantasy value, so I gotta give it a terrible grade. I'm being a little selfish.
They drafted they just went, I feel like, just best player available.
It really felt like it throughout the entire thing. I'm like, did you just the top guy on the board, you know how you're doing a mock draft and it's just the top guys there?
Yeah.
Did they just do that and click that guy?
No, they did. That's what they did. Pierce is so heavy on saying, oh my gosh, why can't I think of anybody's name right now? Quarterback. No,
Aiden O'Connell.
Aiden O'Connell. He is saying this is his team. He's pushing that narrative. He's saying he's our guy. Let's ride with him. And I don't trust that at all. Yes, you gave him another weapon, but tight end was not the need there. Draft Thomas if you're going to want to give him another weapon.
Well, okay, they already have 2 good wide receivers, though. It's just the same boat when you draft Bowers. You just you didn't need it.
It's a little different.
Tackle would have been a better pick here.
Yes. No, I fully agree. But if you wanted to go the weapon route, I would much rather go receiver because tight end was not an issue this year. Tight end,
Brock Bowers, yes, no, it wasn't. Wide receiver really wasn't an issue either. Hold on,
it wasn't. But Thomas, that wide receiver core would look really good. You'd have Renfro, Adams, Renfro is such an underrated receiver as well. Renfro, he's a dog. Or not. Who am I thinking of? Oh my gosh.
Myers.
Wait. Am I? Yes.
Yes, you're thinking of Myers. Yes. Renfro Myers, got cut.
So. Myers. Yes. No. No. Okay. I'm so used to just. Sorry. The NFL season's not here. So, like, these names just like.
Yes. No. I completely get it.
They're just like, oh, yeah, that guy. Yeah. This is the off season is where, like, I'm in off season mode where, like, I can still talk about NFL football, but I won't be in depth as much as, like,
yes.
Like, I won't remember these guys' names, but Myers. Myers, Thomas, and Adams would have been a great duo.
True. Yes.
Trio, yes. Sorry, I've had a long day at work today. Sorry.
Nah, you're good, man. You're good. You didn't get out until, like, super late, so you're fine. I get it. Yeah, no, I agree with you. Frankly, for me, their needs went... Actually, it's almost as followed here. Mine was going quarterback, it was going tackle, then corner, then... I would have just... Why didn't you just draft Terrion Arnold here? Like... You could have picked an edge rusher even. I would have been fine with it. Like, there's so many picks I was fine with, and Bowers just wasn't it. So, like, I gave him a D. Wasn't a good draft to me.
Yeah. Arnold just felt like he was going to be a Raider this whole year.
I did. I literally said it. I didn't change the pick all year long. I'm like, it's just going to be Arnold. There's no point in picking anybody else. He loved him throughout the process. I said that in so many episodes. And they did. They picked Bowers. I really was just so upset. I'm like, come on now.
I'm pretty sure we drafted Arnold in every mock draft we did.
Y'all should go check that back out. Go check those videos out and then let us know.
See if we cooked or not.
Yeah, see if we cooked or see if we just had terrible drafts.
This next team.
Okay.
This is such a funny draft.
I, again, was not a fan of the draft. Chop Robinson wasn't a need in my, like, their top need. DT, okay, literally, your fourth best need, your fourth most needed need. Guard, I would have taken over here. Tight end, I actually probably would have put OT. DT, huge hole. OT, huge hole. That one was fine. They fixed it. Guard needed. Center, I'm pretty sure needed. Tight end needed. Edge needed. They filled two roles. They drafted a freaking running back. What are y'all doing? I know he's fast. Dude, I don't care.
Jalen Wright is going to be phenomenal in that system.
He's the RB2. You ruin his fantasy value. And
he might be RB3.
Yeah, at least for half the year until both of them get hurt, and then he'll probably be at one again. Or one. I will say, I actually really liked this pick. I went and watched him. I liked his tape. And I actually liked Malik Washington. And I liked Patrick Paul. I liked some of the players they drafted. I just didn't like why they drafted him.
Yeah, like, this, you are in a win-now situation. This just feels like you're building... You're just building depth. You grabbed
good players.
Yeah.
I'll say that. But, like, yeah. My biggest issue, I think, was just Chop.
Yeah, Chop and Wright were very confusing because Edge was not a... Like, it was a need, yeah. But I feel like offensive line was the big need in this draft. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
all positions.
And you drafted an offensive lineman in the second round. Cool, but you could have tried to trade up, maybe. I don't know. It's just a C. It's a C for me.
Yeah, it's a C. I almost just put it at an F, but like just to that guy. But it's a C. They should have picked Johnny Newton here, honestly, in my mind. When Isaiah Wynn is your starting left guard this upcoming season, and I have a huge question mark for them at center still, that's an issue. So, like, a C honestly might be – a C minus, honestly, I think is where I'm going to go.
Yeah. And Chop is still a great player.
Yeah.
Again,
great player.
But not the biggest positional need.
Exactly. I don't know. Just wasn't the biggest fan. They are a division rival, but I actually liked someone else's draft in my division. I liked the Jets. So, yeah. You know.
Yeah, that's fair.
Which we're talking about the Jets today. We'll talk about them in a few minutes. Okay, Vikings. I would love to hear you on this because I know you like J.J. McCarthy.
I gave it an A.
I did too.
I love this draft. I absolutely love this draft. I love J.J. McCarthy, dude. I might get a poster for my room to hang J.J. McCarthy.
We should both buy his jersey.
Dude, I might. I'm thinking about it.
I seriously, do the Vikings play the Titans this year?
Okay, that's exactly what I was thinking. Hold up. Let me look. Hold on.
Do they play? No, I don't think so.
Oh, they played last year. Dang it.
Gosh darn it.
No.
We were robbed.
No, please. I need
this. They play Chicago. Wait. Hold on.
I'm not going up to Chicago. I would rather save my life.
Versus Minnesota.
Wait.
Okay. I know we were going to go to the Patriots game, but I think we should just go to this one.
Dude, I say we go to both.
I agree.
Dude, hold up. Dude, okay.
We don't know where they are yet, but like...
I don't care. Back-to-back weeks, I'm going.
Yeah, if they are back, I'm still going.
Yeah, no, for sure. I'll wear my J.J. McCarthy...
Yes, I will. Jersey? I will seriously buy a J.J. McCarthy jersey.
Dude, I think hot take. I don't care. I this could be so tremendously bad. J.J. McCarthy is winning Offensive Rookie of the Year.
It won't look bad as long as he's like top three, at least in consensus.
He's winning it. You built the team around him. All you were missing was quarterback, and J.J. McCarthy was your guy. And you got him. And you didn't even have to trade up, which made... Okay, you traded up one.
Whatever.
Like, you didn't have to give up your 23rd pick. And you also traded up for that one as well. But I like that trade up. And I hated the narrative people were pushing. Oh, two first, I understand because they traded, blah, blah, blah. But they just need... They had some holes. So... I think this is a beautiful draft class.
I did too.
I like this draft.
It was an A.
Yeah.
Okay. You discussed these two on them. Okay. This is weird. I loved these two, but this was my favorite. I don't know what it was for Kyrie Jackson, but the entire draft process, I had him as a Patriot. I think it's part of it because we drafted an Oregon Duck corner last year, and part of it because I drafted him in my stupid league on Madden, and he was just a beast. And so every time I see his name, I draft him and be like, he's going to be a dog. And I'm like, every time I see him now, I'm like, he's going to be a dog. So I just love this pick. I went and watched him too. Tape's good. I mean, it's not great, but it's good. You need a corner. It's a good fill. So I don't know. I just love this
pick. And you have a top five defensive-minded defensive coordinator.
Yeah, no, great draft. Good job, Vikings. Now they only have three picks next year, so a little concerned, but well, you'll trade back in the first round next year, probably get a second and a third and be fine.
Yeah, and what I think is the Vikings are in a win now situation.
They really
I
are feel more. Like
they're leaning more towards the win now situation more than the rebuild.
Yeah, they have like a balance of young and old on their roster.
Yeah.
Which I really loved how they got rid of what was his name?
I know exact. Hunter. Yeah. Daniil Hunter.
Yeah, they let Hunter walk and they really just brought in a younger version of him.
Wasn't that his comp, I feel like?
Hold on.
That's
what I was gonna go check. No, it was Josh Allen. Hey, even better. The edge rusher Josh Allen, not quarterback Josh Allen. All right. For those just listening to
that's J.J. McCarthy's comp.
Yeah. Obviously, it's not Jake Plummer.
Wait. Oh, Jake Plummer. You did, J.J. You did my precious king dirty. I'm going to start. I'm going to start treating JJ like LeBron fans treat LeBron.
Like a LeBron fan?
No, hey. not my king, JJ McCarthy.
Oh, my gosh.
Not a pick. That was the wide receiver's fault.
He didn't, man, that ref, there was a flag on the play.
yeah, dude.
I seriously, I will probably yeah. grab a JJ McCarthy jersey. Yeah,
I'm definitely gonna.
It'll be the only other jersey from another team I might actually grab.
Oh, dude, I have the Chargers.
I only have Patriots.
Cardinals.
Guys. Hey, and Barmore, 4 more years of Barmore jersey is good in my book. That happened the other day. Oh my gosh, that was a breath of fresh air. That never happens.
Yeah, only one player that I have a jersey of isn't on their current team, which is Juju Smith-Schuster. Sadly.
Yeah, I have a Mac Jones jersey sitting in there. Not valid. I have, what else do I got in there? I have a couple others. Gonzalez. It's valid, but it's a different number, so it's kind of cool, though. Kind of actually, 6 kind of grew on me with him, and then he changed. I don't know. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine. An A, obviously. So, best draft right here in the entire group.
Oh, brother, who's going to tell him?
total no bias. We picked the best wide receiver in the draft.
And you totally picked the best quarterback in this draft, too.
Yeah, no.
Joe Milton.
Yes. Yes, exactly. Okay, all seriousness. I got to be honest. This sounds really dumb. Steal for Drake May at 3.
It is. A little
dumb.
No, but I thought
he still should have gone 2 in my mind. I know the system thing. I was trying to explain that to you the entire offseason. Like, it's because the system. And, well, it happened. So I mean, was, like, on my knees in Walmart when it happened. I was like,
Forget the system. Would you rather have an okay quarterback that is... Actually, ignore what I was going to say.
It's not okay, but... A super good scrambler is an okay pocket passer.
Yeah.
Or a good
passer. I'm not high on Jaden Daniels at like
I know.
I think Jaden Daniels will never win a playoff game with the Commanders. He's going to a crappy situation.
Like I don't even think it's that crappy. The O-line's crap, but look at the wide receiver core.
But he's going from Nabers Thomas, one of the best offensive line in college football, to this team. Okay. Dan Quinn led.
Command. Okay, that part's fair. The Cliff Kingsbury part's also fair. But you're getting Terry McLaurin and Jahan Dotson, and I forget their... they also drafted Luke McCaffrey.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you got like guys like that. That's fine. They lost Curtis Samuel. That's who I was going to say, but they lost him, so never mind. I don't know. I like this spot, so... But, okay, for me, it's a steal here. Polk, you know I said this the entire offseason, and I felt so good when it happened. I walked around my bonus room about 6 times in just shock that it happened because I didn't think we'd do it. I thought we were going to pick Mitchell. Frankly, the only reason I give this a B+ is because Mitchell was on the board. Just not the whole thing, but just this spot. Wallace was kind of a reach. I don't know about this guy. Javon Baker was a steal. Dial, from what I hear, is a steal. Joe Milton. You know how I feel about Joe Milton. Jaheim Bell, steal. So I gave us an A-, only an A- because I disagreed with our 3rd and 4th round picks. Everything else was perfect.
Yeah. I mean, drafting a quarterback was questionable. I mean, I don't understand that.
Questionable?
No. Joe Milton.
Oh.
Joe Milton. No. Okay. No. I like Drake May. I don't know. I'm thinking about it. I've been thinking about it, and a podcast I listened to brought it up. Like, the Patriots should start, or they think he will start. And I'm thinking about it, and I don't hate that, because, like, if May beats out Brissett in the offseason, like...
Yeah.
I won't be surprised if he starts week 1.
Okay. See, and that's kind of been my take too. If he truly, like, flat out, no bad reps at all, like, just looks that much better than Brissett, start May. But if he doesn't, start Brissett at least till the bye week. Give May time. Give the rest of the team time.
I wouldn't say that far. I would give Brissett like 3 games.
I think we'll have like a week 6 bye week. So that's why I say that.
That's 6 weeks is a while.
Though. It's a lot, but that's what they were going to do with Herbert over at the Chargers, and then a punctured lung changed the whole situation.
Yeah, but my glorious king is he's good.
That's not how you feel about like half the white quarterbacks in the league right now or something.
Okay, that's crazy. That was a great. That was crazy. No, okay, I love Lamar too. Okay, whoa, now. You know how I feel like about right. Lamar.
Yeah, I know you love Lamar. You don't like Joe Burrow though.
Yeah, I think he's an injury prone fraud.
What do you have the Patriots grade? I don't think
I had an A. I like this draft. What did you have? Did you say?
I had an A minus solely because I see. Okay, I liked Caden Wallace, but I would have liked him at our fourth round pick and not at our third round pick.
He texted me. Yeah, I remember. Look, yeah,
literally overall rank, he would have been there. Fine. Apparently, we're gonna put him at left tackle, and so we're gonna develop him at left tackle. If that works, sure, sweet, I'm happy. If it doesn't. Dumb pick, but everything else I think will work. Javon Baker, he's an absolute dog. Hold on, look at the scouting report real fast. Rashee Rice, dog. If he turns out like Rashee Rice, year one, I'd be pretty content with that. I'm not going to lie.
Okay.
His hand eye, just, it's perfect. He's just
good receiver. After this draft, for the Patriots, what are your, like, what would be a happy season for you?
Happy season?
Like, just in general. Yeah.
6-11. I would actually be happy with 6-11. And that would be the Drake May starts halfway through the year and gets us 4 wins after the bye week, 6-11 kind of thing.
All right. Drake May, I feel like that's – I feel like 7. I feel like 7 wins.
I say 6, though, because that would still keep us in top 10 pick area, probably top 8. And then we could draft a tackle if we need it, or a corner if we need it, or whatever we need, and be totally set.
Yeah, but I also...
Seven. Frankly, what I'd love is May starts right away, we go back to the playoffs. That'd be me happy.
Yeah,
but obviously. I'd also be very happy with 6-11. Anything above what we had this season, I'd be happy.
Also, what I feel like is... The Patriots are the only team in y'all's division that is truly, like, in a rebuild state that is, like, is obvious rebuild state.
Yeah, it's working, too, and at least in my opinion, but I'm being biased.
Yeah. I mean, it is working. You had a good draft, so.
The only thing people hated on was Polk, and that's because Mitchell was on the board, but frankly, Polk was just a beast. I got to be honest.
But I don't know. Like, the Bills, oh my gosh, they're slowly going, no, fastly going downhill. The Dolphins, Tua will never win anything. The Jets, I don't know about the Jets right now.
I loved their draft. That's my issue.
I still do think that I think. I don't know. I'll talk about the Jets.
We'll talk about them when we get to them. Okay, I do want you to read this, the post-draft analysis for Polk, like the post-draft analysis. Read that top sentence.
There were 77 players that had more receiving yards than New England's leading
season. That hurts. That freaking hurts. So much.
I saw
77? That's crazy.
That's crazy. That is every team's first two receiving wide receiver nearly.
Yes.
Wait, no, that is. That is.
That is every team. It's every other team. Plus some. That hurts.
Freaking dude, also, I saw Ezekiel Elliott had the most receiving yards on y'all's team.
Yeah, most receptions.
Receptions. Yeah. I thought that was so funny.
It was going to be Stevenson until Stevenson got hurt. Yeah. So, yeah. Nice. Yeah.
I got to take shots at Patriots whenever I can.
No, I allow it because I do it to you. It's fair. I kind of handed you that one, too. That hurt.
Yeah, I like this draft.
I did, too.
I liked it.
They haven't really had a great draft to me in a while, but this one, dude, I was like, every need that I felt like was needed, they did it. So,
and you didn't reach on a quarterback.
No, you grabbed Spencer Rattler round 5. Raiders, you what sat are you doing? There? You could have just done this. I wouldn't have. Raiders did this, they wouldn't have had a single hate from me. I would have kept my mouth shut.
Yeah, I still would have hated on the Bowers pick, which is crazy to say. But
I would have hated on the Bowers pick, but I would have been like, but it makes up for it because you picked Spencer Rattler. Now, everybody had him. QB7, top 100 pick. He's got compared to Zach Wilson here. That's kind of crazy. But if he turns out better than Zach Wilson, that'd also be nice.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I think the first three picks were good.
We both knew this pick was happening.
Yeah, like everyone and their mother. Yeah, Fuaga was like a saint from day one.
Yes. McKinstry round 2.
There was.
Oh my gosh.
That's a great pick. I saw a tweet on Twitter. They said the Saints are already restructuring the rookie's contract.
I saw that. I think you told me that.
Yeah, you told me. I told you that, but I had to say it on the podcast because.
Completely fair.
That was so funny.
Yes. Okay. Fuaga, great pick. Kool-Aid, you needed a CB for the future. Dude, second round getting Kool-Aid, who I thought was number 4 out of the corners, was just an awesome pick. Spencer Rattler in round 5. After not having a pick in 3 and 4 and you getting Spencer Rattler and getting a QB that will sit behind Carr probably most of the year, maybe all of it, maybe not if Carr starts sucking. Yeah. And then coming him, hopefully he'll come in and turn it around. I liked Rattler. And the fact that he fell due to his stupid high school tape thing made me so mad.
That's crazy. I did see that because
that made me so mad. Because
guys mature from high school.
They do. And I understand he was a punk, but dude, it's been 4 or 5 years. Like, let it go. He actually has raves from his teammates about how much of a leader he's become the past couple of years. So, like, give him a shot.
Yeah, dude, he had some good games in college. Like, he had some bad games.
He beat Tennessee last year, right? Not last.
Okay.
2022
yes.
Last year.
Yeah, yeah. Like after we beat Alabama and then. Like, I'm pretty sure Rattler threw 6 touchdowns in that game.
I feel like he probably did.
I think he did before halftime. Because I remember watching that game at work, and I was like, oh my gosh. They already – it was like 35 to –
yeah. It was
– it was crazy. Hold on. I'm sorry. I'm looking up the – South Carolina and Tennessee game from last year. 63-38. To be fair, we had a lot of players injured.
Hendon Hooker was injured. 38. More on this game. Hold on. Spencer Rattler, 6 touchdowns. 6
touchdowns, 438 yards. 7.
Look who the running back is. Jaheim Bell.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah.
That's insane. Because he played everything. I remember Juice Wells had that game, and everybody's like, oh, man, he's going to be the next big thing this year. And then he just disappeared. Leggett had 2 carries. That's funny.
Yeah, like...
Leggett had 1 catch for 7 yards in that game.
That's just crazy. It's crazy. Throwing only 7 income. I might go back and rewatch this game, actually.
I probably will go rewatch this game.
Because I want to see, like, insane. What Rattler did to, like...
Jaheim Bell, though. Gosh.
606 passing yards.
Going back to the Patriots draft with Jaheim Bell, I didn't think I talked about it at all. Dude is probably going to play fullback in the NFL, but, like, the Juszczyk fullback. So I actually really like that pick for that reason. But back to the Saints with Rattler. Just such a great pick, in my mind. At least in my mind. He could just not turn out. That's fine. But it was just because of where you're getting him value-wise that you have a guy that you can just let develop behind Carr this year and potentially come in and be a good starter.
Yeah. I would like you didn't have to, like, do anything fancy to, like, trade up.
No, you didn't.
And
such a good pick.
I don't know. And honestly, I wouldn't even hate you saying Kool-Aid was your CB1.
I really don't. They had him at CB5 and compared him to Joey Porter Jr. I don't hate that.
He's a dog, then.
Yeah, he is. I love this pick, too, by the way. Bud Means. I went and watched his tape because Patriots might have just drafted a late-round wide receiver from what I was remembering, and I think he was one of the ones I watched. I was like, he's actually kind of nice. Nice big body wide receiver. I'm like, he's nice. Jalen Ford, I think I watched his tape too. I liked him, so I thought this was a good one. I don't think I watched this guy, and I don't think I watched this guy, so I won't have anything to say.
Yeah, we've watched a lot of guys. So it is
over 200 players at least this year. Whew. Big year. I want to do a whole draft board next year, though.
A whole draft board?
Yeah, like how they do it. Like, top 50 players draft board type thing. Like, all players ranked.
Yeah, it that is so hard to rank, though, in my opinion. Though.
But I want to get there next year.
Yeah. Yeah, we could do that, yeah. I'll try that.
We can try that.
But
that's Saints. I like the draft. What do we say for the draft?
I give them a B, I think.
Okay, I'm going to give them a B+.
Yeah, I give them a B+.
Curious what you think here.
Giants.
Yeah, we're both. I'm trying to rethink my.
I like Neighbors. They did the smart thing here. But did you see, like, Neighbors look so sad? Well, did you see that?
He said.
Well, no, it's just, like, face. Like.
Yeah, I know, but I was trying to think of what he said about Daniel Jones.
Oh, I remember there was an interview before he was,
like,
drafted.
Switched his name, like the first letter. He looks so sad, and frankly, I would be too.
I would too. Yeah,
that I feel so bad. I hope they suck so bad that they get a quarterback so that Neighbors can be happy again. Because, dude, I like Neighbors, and I really wanted him to be, like, good fantasy wise too. But then he went to the freaking Giants. I'm like, of course. Like, why couldn't you have just gone to the Chargers? Like, come on. Let Alt fall to the Giants so they have an O-line.
Yeah. Yeah, I think Neighbors was the smart decision as well. They didn't do anything fancy in this draft, and they didn't really get too many needs. Like, they did not draft an offensive lineman at all.
Yeah, so no, that was my big issue was no offensive line.
Like, I was like, oh, no offensive line? That is...
Yeah, I didn't know that. I thought they did draft one. Okay, I liked Neighbors. Newbin, I liked as well because they lost their safeties. Phillips, I heard mixed opinions on, but I liked Phillips. So, you need another corner? Good. Theo Johnson, I hear Waller might retire, and he's the most athletic freak corner or tight end of the group, so I liked Theo. Tracy, you needed a running back. I haven't watched Tracy, so I'll go watch him. That my opinion can change, but I kind of liked it. Linebacker, sixth round, sure, whatever, that's fine, kind of thing, you know. I'll give it a C+.
Yeah, that's exactly what I graded it. The reason was because of Neighbors.
Yes. What? My issue, though, was, like, no tackle.
Yeah, yeah. Or no interior offensive lineman either.
Yeah, no, just no O-line whatsoever. That's the issue. Yeah. I feel like that's all I'm really going to have to say on it.
Yeah, truly. Jets. J-E-T-S.
Yeah.
My fault.
Corley. Okay. Olufoshinu, the right pick. Oh my gosh. The whole off season. This is another pick I had completely right. All off season. I felt so good.
Yeah, that's fair. Here, I'll let you talk about it.
Yeah. Olu, okay. Perfect player. You can sit him behind your guys. I think it's probably in there. If he ends out like Armstead, that'd be great. Just the perfect pick, because you can sit him behind for at least 8 games behind Tyron Smith or your right tackle, whichever gets hurt first. And then you can bring him in, and he'll be a great starter, in my opinion. He was my tackle, too. I think you remember. I just like this pick. They didn't have a second-round pick because they traded that for Rodgers. But they had a third-round pick, and they traded up. And I hated this pick because it was so good. Because Corley going here, I was like, gosh, freaking darn it. Like, of all the teams you had to go to, it had to be the Jets.
Dude, like, I love Corley.
I did, too. I had him as my highest-graded third-round wide receiver. I had him as my third-round. I was like, I had him as like a 7.99 out of 10, which is my third-round grades. So he was like right on the cusp of being a second, but he's right on a third. And, of course, he was the first pick. So that felt so good to do. Like, just seeing that was, like, nice. Okay. Didn't really know how to feel about Breland Allen. They didn't really have an RB2. And, like, if Hall gets hurt, I guess you have, like, a really young, great running back to use. So, good pick. Jordan Travis felt like a little bit of a reach. Rather have Joe Milton here or, you know, my GOAT, Sam Hartman. But it's fine. I don't know. I like their draft, though.
I do too. I thought I liked that Corley pick because I feel like they still needed weapons.
Yes.
And Corley is incredible after the catch. So I think Corley will be phenomenal for him. Fashanu, great pick. Travis,
Yeah, and exactly how I felt. I mean, at least he can hopefully sit the entire year. Hopefully. Rodgers, keep your leg okay for once. I didn't actually really like Isaiah Davis' pick. Now that I just looked at that, why'd you draft 2 running backs? That wasn't a need.
Oh, wait, yeah, what?
Tight end was still a need. You could have drafted a late-round tight end. I'm glad you didn't, though.
Yeah. Sorry, I was writing something down to tell you after the podcast.
You're all good.
Apparently
Stingers was good. Didn't know that. But people like that pick a lot. So, nice pick. Mm.
Yeah. I mean, drafting an Alabama safety is never a bad idea.
Yeah.
Never.
Good pick, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. There's not much more to say on them. I feel like it was just a solid draft.
What did you give them?
Give them B.
Yeah, I did too.
I don't know. I feel like an A is too much for them, and like a B+ is still feels like too much. They had good draft, just not a great draft.
Yeah, it was a very solid draft. I think a B is like a very solid.
Yeah. Oh, I don't want to talk about this next team.
Oh, the fraud team.
They had the one of the best drafts, though. That's what I hate.
No, they did. They did, but I still think Nick Sirianni is a fraud head coach.
Honestly, fair. I'll let you talk about them first.
These first two picks were phenomenal.
Yeah.
Like, They were fantastic. Mitchell, 2 first round guys. Corner was your biggest need going into this draft, so go all in, trade it up for Cooper DeJean. They interviewed DeJean and they asked the question like, how do you feel about like, or they were like, white cornerbacks are. There's not many in the league. Does that, like, give you a chip on your shoulder or something? I think DeJean was like, If the Eagles give me an opportunity, I'm going to go out there and play. Like, it was a very basic answer. I thought that was a weird question to ask.
Yeah, I was just like, I heard that. I do remember that. And I was just like, why are you asking this guy that? Like, just
ask like, a you can think that, question, like, but that's a terrible question.
Yes.
But, yeah, I think those two picks. Also, another pick that I really liked was Trotter or Trotter.
Trotter fell way too far. Like,
yeah, no, he did.
We had where did we have Matt?
I think we had four or five.
We had him like four or five, I think. Let me go find our linebacker. Gosh, that was almost a month ago. That was last month. That's crazy.
Wow, that is crazy.
That was Art B. I'm trying to find it now. That's now I can't find it. That's funny. Yeah, I can't find it.
Yeah, dude, I can't either.
I don't know. Let me go look mine up. Hold on. See if I can find it. I think I found it. Was that linebacker group?
Yeah.
I had him. Where'd he go? I had him at four. Yeah. So. Oh, well. They got a steal. Mitchell, steal. Cooper DeJean, steal. Jalix Hunt, apparently it was one of their favorite players in the entire draft. Good pick then. Oh. Running back depth, works. Anias Smith, punt return guy. Kind of liked the pick, honestly. Apparently teams loved him throughout the process. I didn't watch him, though, for some reason. I forgot why. But people loved him. So, I guess good pick. You need the wide receiver depth. Trotter, again, steal. Keegan, didn't watch him. Johnny Wilson, wasn't a fan. Probably is going to move him to tight end. I'm ready for it.
Johnny Wilson needs to be moved to tight end.
So, probably got your tight end too of the future right there. Overall, one of the best drafts I saw out of the entire group. I gave them an A+.
Yeah, I did too.
So, they were just a great draft. I don't know.
Yeah, it's hard to go down after the Mitchell and DeJean.
It kind of did, but apparently, like, all these players were rated highly by scouts. And so I was just like, okay, I guess I didn't watch enough, which I'll do better about next year.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
One of the winners for sure in this draft.
This will definitely be one of my winners, I will say. Yeah. I will let you cook.
Steelers.
This is all you.
Alrighty. We went offensive line heavy in this draft class. Mm-hmm. Which at first I was like, okay, I'm concerned because who are we gonna throw it to? Who are we gonna throw it to? But then I thought, okay, this is how I'm thinking. We're going to be a run-heavy team this year, which I like. So we brought in Arthur Smith. I should have thought of this whenever we brought in Arthur Smith, but I didn't. I was like, okay, we're going to – I don't know. But we're going to be a run-heavy team this year, and I like our draft picks. Great – I wouldn't say. We got a good first overall pick with Fontenot. Yeah, I can't say his name all the time.
Okay.
Washington guy.
Yeah,
I like him. He was my offensive lineman six.
And he was like six off the board.
Or no, I he was my five, and then I got him. We got him at six. So I was scared we were gonna get Mims. That's who I was scared of. I was also scared of him, but I wasn't. At first, I didn't like this pick, but now I like it. He was a Steelers fan growing up. Fraser, I like this pick. We needed a center. People said we reached on him, but I don't think we did.
I disagree. I don't think there's a reach.
Wilson was a good pick. Roman Wilson. I like Roman Wilson. I think he's going to be starting this year, so...
wide receiver, probably two or three role.
Whoa. Calvin Austin.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's why I said two or three, all right? That's why I said two or three.
That's fair. Yeah, Peyton Wilson, I like. I know there's problems. Wilsons,
by the way.
Yeah, I know. That's pretty – we have three Wilsons on the – wait. Maybe we have my – I don't know. We might have four.
Too many.
Yeah, we have three. But Peyton Wilson, he has his problems. He has shorter arms, but I'm not too worried. We needed a linebacker, and he was the one of the best players on the board still, so I was okay with. South Dakota State guy, I don't know. I didn't really watch these guys. But I think through the first three rounds, I think this was a good pick. And we got depth at defensive tackle and corner. So I think we could have went a bit more corner heavy. I think we should have drafted maybe corner a little earlier.
Fair.
Like I wouldn't have hated if we got TJ Tampa in the third and then draft a quarterback in the fourth, or a wide receiver in the fourth. But
that's fair.
I gave them an A minus.
Okay.
What are your kinda thoughts?
I liked Fatianu. I kind of felt like he was going to be going to y'all, or he was going to go to the Dolphins. So I actually was like, okay, good pick. Frazier, you mentioned, was like a reach in some people's minds. Dude, this is about where I saw him going. And in every mock that I ever did. So in my mind, I'm like, that's a good pick. He was, number three. And like, that's about where he'd go. If he ends up like Creed Humphrey, that'd be a steal. but he's a good player. I liked him a lot. Roman Wilson, you mentioned, you need a wide receiver. You fix the wide receiver. He kind of does what Johnson did. So that works. Peyton Wilson, you need a linebacker. You complained about it. I remember you complained about it all offseason. It was like, it was a need. And you went ahead and got, like, the best guy in some people's minds.
Oh, yeah, and we got Patrick Queen.
Mm-hmm. So, like, you fixed your linebacker core. Like, there is no worry now. I feel like, what was my only thing? Oh, you mentioned the corner thing. I think your team has already looked at 2025's corner group and been like, we can wait. Like, at least they're like, we can wait to go get a guy. Right now.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's like, because all these teams are already looking at 25. They have scouts for 2025 already starting. So I feel like they're already started on it. I did like y'all's first few rounds. I gave y'all a B plus just because there wasn't any like standout fun pick outside of Peyton Wilson, in my opinion.
I feel like the Steelers are good at drafting guys. They're a good team. Building around the draft.
Especially wide receiver, dude. My goodness. Yes. Y'all need to stop. Give me y'all freaking scouts.
Hey, wait in about 2 years. Roman Wilson will be throwing a fit in the locker room. Just wait. Let Roman Wilson cook.
George Pickens is next, so it's fine.
Please,
George Pickens will be after this season.
Please, no. Please.
Apparently,
he's going to be like, why did we run the ball 120 times?
I don't know if you saw this, but apparently y'all might be trading for a wide receiver that's thrown with Russell Wilson, who has worn number 14.
Cortland Sutton.
Did you see that? It was being talked about on Twitter. I was surprised.
I did see we were thinking about trying to trade for Cortland Sutton. Like, I know Brandon Ayuk, Sutton.
It wasn't Cortland Sutton.
Oh.
It was DK.
DK. Oh.
I saw three tweets in a row that it was DK, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't think it'll ever happen, but oh my gosh, it'd be amazing.
That would be fantastic. I would be so happy.
I know. I was ready for it to happen and make your like entire podcast week. Like you just talk about it the entire time.
Oh, dude, I
completely get it.
I could literally talk about the Steelers the whole podcast.
Yeah, if we did that with like Ayuk or something for us, I'd feel the same way. So I completely get it.
Yeah. But yeah.
Good draft, though.
That's all I have to say about the Steelers draft.
Okay. Seahawks draft.
Yeah.
I didn't look at their board until now. gonna be honest.
Yeah. They got one of my guys though. I like Christian Haynes.
Yeah, I did.
I really do.
I honestly, I think this was my favorite two picks was Byron Murphy and Christian Haynes for them, and then the rest I was just like, I don't even know. DJ James, actually, hold on. DJ James, oh, that looks so bad for me. He was my 10th best ranked corner. Ouch. That really bites.
I don't know.
Why did they draft two corners after already filling up their corner room the past 2 years, though?
Yeah, I don't know.
That's my question. I didn't watch this guy, so I don't even know who you are. Sorry.
I kind of have a concern about the Byron Murphy pick.
I kind of do, too. I liked Murphy, though. He wasn't the one that had an issue.
No, I do, too, but it's just like the position value was not there.
That's fair. Positional, yeah, and he was like, what, the second
defensive player?
Like, yeah, that was kind of an issue. Edge was literally a need, and Dallas Turner sat right in their lap, and they didn't pick him. So that kind of brings this grade down a little bit. This is definitely the best pick, was Christian Haynes. I don't know if there's really much to say outside of just, I gave him a C. Nothing good, nothing bad.
Yeah. I'll give him a C as well, yeah.
I don't know. Wasn't great, wasn't bad, so not much to say. Sorry, Seahawks fans. Nothing great. Oh, yes. Okay. Do you want to start?
Oh.
Or can I start?
You can start.
Okay.
I want to hear your thoughts. This is my
second least favorite draft of the entire, league. I gave it a D-. Is that a little crazy? Maybe. Okay. Pierce Autumn was a reach. Okay? You didn't really need you didn't trade Ayuk or Debo. Why are you drafting a wide receiver in the first round when you have so many other holes, especially at corner and tackle? The corner you drafted at 32, you traded with the Chiefs to let them trade up one to go get a tackle. Why on earth are you helping the Chiefs? And then you draft the 15th ranked tackle, the 15th ranked corner, who I hadn't even heard of until the draft. Then in the third round, you got a good player with Dominic Punu, whatever. Good pick. I actually like this one. Mustafa, good safety. Giardo, good running back. So these three picks, boom, 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 good. Cowing, I had a undrafted grade on. Thought he was terrible. Don't know why you're drafting two wide receivers when you already had wide receiver depth. And a guard, don't really know. So three solid picks, but then two terrible picks, and you helped the Chiefs. I did not like their draft at all. I liked nothing about it at all. I don't know why you didn't just trade up for a corner. Like, you could have done what the Saints did and jumped the Saints and picked McKinstry and been set. And I would have been like, B+. But you didn't. So I literally hated this draft, and I gave it a D-.
Yeah, I gave it a D.
It could turn out great, but I gave it a D-.
I'm going to give it a D because, like, the 49ers always build around the draft. Like, their star players are, like, late-round draft picks.
True. It's like the Rams.
And they just – it's just a draft of a bunch of nobodies.
Yeah, it's – well, okay, Pearsall wasn't – and –
okay. And Mustafa. Yeah, like, those but like, three, Pearsall...
I knew who these guys were, and Giardo, I knew who he was, but Green, I hadn't heard of till they drafted him.
No, yeah, I'm not saying like I don't know no one knows these guys. It's just like no like big name like
yeah
should like be drafted pick. There.
Yeah, they didn't have like a standout pick at all.
Yeah. And Pearsall shouldn't have won in the first round.
No.
Trade out of the first.
Pearsall could be a great player, okay? He could be a great player. And sure, that might look a little bad on my part for saying that a D-, but it's because at the time you have Ayuk and Debo, you didn't really need Pearsall round one. Like, the math doesn't math for me. with that pick, if that makes
sense. I was waiting for a Brandon Ayuk trade. I was just like, especially after that.
I wanted us to do it the entire second day.
Yeah, you literally told me, you literally texted me and you were like, after the 49ers drafted Pearsall, that he was, you were like, Brandon Ayuk is getting traded tomorrow.
Yeah, I was so confident in it. And they're like, oh, well, we didn't get a first round pick for him. And now you're probably going to get nothing when he walks in free agency. And then Pearsall to me will look like a good pick. But right now, it just doesn't, because it was a reach, in my opinion. And I know people who like him, but they're biased. So, because he's a Florida fan, so he's a little biased. And if you're getting Tyler Boyd in the first round, if that's the wide receiver, Tyler Boyd's good, but he's not. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe I won't say that. It's just a little crazy of a pick, especially when you're helping the Chiefs. I don't know. The whole draft was just a little dumb.
Yeah, I agree.
So D minus. Sorry, Niners. Ooh. I did text you about this draft. I remember. At least a little bit.
Yeah, I don't remember what you said, but I definitely do.
It was about Chris Braswell. I thought it was one of the best picks of the day, too. Okay. Yeah. Do you want to talk first about him, since I talked first about the last two?
Yeah. I think this draft was a good draft for the Bucks. And going into this draft, the Bucks don't have too many holes, in my opinion. I think they're just a middle of the road, above a middle of the road team. It all just depends on Baker. It truly does at the end of the day. You needed a center. You got Barton. I don't hate. He's a first-round guy. Braswell, I think, is a phenomenal. I think that's a great pick there. Bucky Irving, I think that's also another good pick.
Yes.
I feel like the Bucks' run game wasn't that good last year, if I remember correctly.
Rashad White was fine, but they had, like, holes on the roster on the line that were the issue. Like, the line had holes in it, and that was the issue.
Yeah.
Especially at center, when their center was out the whole year.
Yeah. I think it's I give them, hold up, let me look. I gave them a B. I gave them a solid B. I think it was a good overall pit draft. Nothing too crazy. Nothing. Yeah.
Yeah, no, for me, hold on, I gotta find my board for them. Sorry, I lost it. For me, Barton, I knew he was a first-round pick because all the reports were coming out, and I'm not going to fall for that smokescreen because he was a center, and three teams needed centers, so I'm like, two teams are probably going to pick a center. And then Braswell, you remember, I had him as a first-round pick at one point in time. So, like, props, good pick. You needed a safety because I think you lost a safety. Good pick. McMillan, I actually really liked this pick. Did they comp him the way I had him comp too? No, they didn't even have it. They kind of needed depth for wide receiver because Evans is old. Godwin's not that old. But outside of Evans and Godwin, you don't really have like another guy, and Evans is getting old. And I'm not saying McMillan can replace him, but McMillan is that type of wide receiver, so him learning from Evans will help. Bucky Irving, I stopped being a fan of Bucky Irving when the measurements came out, but he went here, and I feel like he can find a solid role, so I liked this pick. I don't know. It was a good draft. I had a B+.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like the Bucks are a team that, like, I thought they were going to go into rebuild mode right after Brady left, but they just stuck around.
I'm not saying they'll be, like, a deep playoff team, but they'll probably stay around playoff contention again this year.
Yeah.
I would have liked for them to grab a corner. I think that's probably my only issue with the entire board they have going. Oh, Tyke Smith, by the way. I didn't actually say anything. I actually really liked him. I went and watched him just because I was like, I went and looked the board for the Bucks. I was like, that's a good draft pick. So, good job, Bucks, dude. Like, not much more to say than good draft.
Yeah. Agreed. Yeah.
That's all I really have to say on them. Wow, last two teams. Okay.
Tennessee Titans.
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 Okay. Good positive first. I'll go positive first. You filled out all five needs on the need board. Good job. You drafted Bradley's number two tackle. So.
Yes.
Good pick.
I love that. I loved that pick.
Now, after that, the worst pick of round two, in my opinion.
Agreed.
Okay, second worst pick. The Ravens had the, or not the Ravens, the Falcons had the worst pick of round two with Aroro, and then Sweat.
I don't know. I think Sweat was a...
Sweat was more of a reach, because I think Aroro was probably going to go round three. That's actually kind of fun to say his name. He's just got so many off-the-field issues. You drafted a guy that got a DUI 2 days before coming to visit. That's crazy. It's completely crazy. I don't know. I didn't like that pick. That was an F. Like, just a giant F on my stuff for them. Cedric Gray, good pick. Brownlee, good pick. Jaquan Jackson, I kind of liked. James Williams, great late-round pick. And then I didn't watch this guy. I gave them a, where did it go? I have them up and then I'll move away for a second to go look at something else. I gave them a B+ as well. Overall, I felt like it was just a good draft. They filled out all the needs. So.
Yeah, I gave them a, solid B.
Completely fair.
I did not like the Sweat move at all.
That really hurt them. They would have been an A for me if they picked someone better.
Cedric Gray was a good pick as well.
Mm-hmm.
But I love the Latham pick. I know you hated it, but I love J.C. Latham.
I didn't hate it. I just thought there was a better player.
Hold up. Let me see what you...
Oh, yeah. Go look. I didn't hate it because I just thought there was a better player.
Okay.
I'm just going to look up Latham.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking up. But I can't find him.
I don't think I said anything. Maybe I didn't say anything. That'd be hilarious.
No, you definitely did.
Or maybe Titans. I probably said Titans to you and then like put like a death face or something.
Yes, no, that it's...
Titans. Oh, no, that was day two I said that. Titans crying.
Oh, emoji. Yeah. Titans, oh, yeah. Drug. You said Titans with a crying emoji. And I said, is that a good crank? He said, no.
No. Why?
I said, oh.
Dumb pick.
And then we started talking about the Falcons.
And then we started talking about Jack crashing out because they picked Bo Nix at 12. Yeah. Oh, that was funny.
But I thought, I love Latham. I do.
Yeah. So
he's one of my guys.
Yeah. B+, definitely fair. Apparently they're putting him at left. And if he works out at left, I'll give him an A.
I'll give him a B+, actually, just for the Latham pick.
Yeah, fair. I'm like, he's your guy. Like, you sure?
Yeah, I have to. Give him an A+. No, I'm playing.
No. A little far. But yeah, I feel like an a B+ is fair. You know what's weird? This is one of the better drafts.
But the fact that everything's after Jaden.
Yeah, I mean, you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 players in the top 100. You're going to have a good draft. Jaden was a good... I know you didn't like Jaden's pick, but Jaden was a good pick. Zaire Newton was a good pick. This was a good pick. Sinnott was a great pick.
Vincent.
Coleman, at least you grabbed some linemen at some point. Good pick. This was the only pick I didn't like with Luke McCaffrey. I didn't feel like he was a top 100 player. Didn't like the pick. The Temple guy I didn't watch the last
two. I'm always curious. Sorry to cut you off. I'm always curious, like whenever they're like from a football family, highly like the McCaffrey family, the Rice family. Like, how much consideration does that go in?
Considering the new GM for the team was a Niner guy, I feel like it was definitely considered here. Mm. I actually, hold on. I know you loved Sinnott early on. I'm just now, like, really thinking about it. This was a great pick, dude.
Yeah, dude. I remember watching him, and I remember loving what I saw.
I fist bumped that man. I got to fist bump him.
Oh, that's...
You're jealous, I know.
That I am.
And he gets to be their number one. Like, they needed a tight end.
And you got Johnny Newton in the second round. Johnny Newton is phenomenal.
They filled out their board. I will give them that much. Outside of tackle, they filled out their team need board, and I will give them that.
It just sucks that they won't have a quarterback.
Okay.
Like, that just blows me.
You are hating this point.
Dude, okay. I just...
I wish you had drafted him in the fantasy league. That would have been so funny. I would never stop making fun of you for that, just because of how much you hate on him.
No, I'm not. Like, I refuse to. I like Jaden Ellis as my QB3.
Sure.
But the red flags, like, the red flags are too red for me.
Honest, that's fair. I do understand that side of things. Yeah.
Yeah. But I give the Commanders an A.
I did too. They didn't do anything bad.
Good draft.
It really was. Only thing holding them back was really tackle.
And I just don't trust Dan Quinn.
Fair. Sorry, I'm looking back because we're gonna need to do our two winners and losers for this. So we started with Chargers. Okay.
Do you want to go first, or do you want me to go first?
Yeah, I can go first. Hold on. Glitched out. I'll go first. My first loser, I'm going to do loser first, just because I want to switch it up. I'm going to do the Raiders. I was not a fan of the Raiders, and I will hate on the Raiders draft because, yeah, you know why. I ranted about it already. Raiders, I just thought they were a loser for the draft. So
that's completely fair. Do you have anything else to say?
No, I've said all I needed to say about them.
Hold up. Can you scroll over to make sure I'm not missing anyone before? All right. Yeah. Okay. No one from there. I'm gonna go with the Dolphins.
Dolphins.
Yeah. It's just like you are in a win now situation, and you just drafted depth pieces, and not truly like anyone to bring your team up.
Yeah,
to the next level. Like, you drafted Chop, good prospect, but bad placement.
Yeah, honestly, Paul could probably start on the right side at least. Like, I think he might start. So, like, that pick was fine. But everything else, like you said, was just depth. Why do you draft two edge rushers in their first five picks?
Yeah, and you already had one of the best running games when those guys were healthy. And then you went and drafted the best running back in the draft. I understand, yes, but that's just the depth piece at that point.
Honestly, fair. Yeah, I will agree with you. I'm going to do my first winner. I'm trying to decide. I'm going to do the Chargers, honestly. I didn't like their board at first, but the more I look at it, the more it grows on me. And I think this is becoming one of my favorite drafts for the entire process. I don't know. They just did really well. Like, there was no pick here that I hated, and they fixed every need that I felt like was truly needing to be fixed. Sure, you could have grabbed a tight end, but your tight end group's fine. You grabbed three wide receivers, and they're all needed wide receivers. So, good draft. Justin Herbert, you won. That's my winner, is Justin Herbert.
Yes, Justin Herbert's always a winner in my eyes.
I know he is. Who's your first winner?
My first winner is the Minnesota Vikings.
Dude, yes.
Obviously, picking Glorious King, J.J. McCarthy at one. Dallas Turner, phenomenal player. I think this was just a well-rounded draft.
It was.
I think you got your quarterback of the future, got the edge rusher of the future. Like, I could see, like, Dallas Turner going into week one or, like, year one and having the impact Micah Parsons had.
Ooh, I would love that, actually. I would love to see that.
I think Turner is going into a great system with Flores.
No, I agree with you. I'm not going to pick them for my second winner, though. I just want to do somebody different, you know? Yeah. I'm going to do my second loser. I felt like this is obvious after I gave my grade. Like, there's not much to say other than I thought this was the worst draft of the group. Second worst draft overall. They didn't really do anything flashy or needed in my mind. They filled the needs, but they weren't filled with needs of players that I felt like were deserving.
Yeah. Yeah, that's completely fair.
Yeah.
My second loser is going to be... This is hard because there's not really... I'm going to go with Seahawks.
Seahawks? I can see that. I don't hate that.
Just because of the Byron Murphy pick. It's not because of Byron Murphy. It's just like the position.
They didn't really have another good pick besides Haynes. So.
Yeah. So it's just like... I don't know. They're in a weird spot, like right now the Seahawks
stuck with
are.
Geno.
Yeah, I know you're not a big Geno fan.
No, I'm a Geno hater.
But I don't know. The Seahawks are in a slow decline. I'm scared.
Yeah, they're like slowly trying to keep themselves up.
Yeah, they're like the Bucks, but like the Bucks are succeeding at that, and the Seahawks are not.
The Bucs have an easier division. I think that's what helps. I mean, I will say they did trade for Sam Howell, so hopefully he comes in and replaces Geno and that lifts the team up a little bit.
I like Sam Howell.
I did too. I felt so bad. He didn't deserve
it. But I also did like Desmond Ridder before last year.
I didn't. So I do like your second loser. Honestly, I'm trying to decide my winner, dude. I'm not picking my own team. I made a rule for myself. I will not pick my own team.
I was thinking of literally picking my team.
You are allowed to. I just don't want to for myself.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to pick the Saints. No. Oh. Hold on. The Eagles.
Oh, dang it.
I got to pick the Eagles. I forgot. Dude, they killed it. They really did. Defensively, that's what they needed. And, like, they went and did everything. I felt like corner was such a huge need that they needed to draft two guys early, and they drafted literally number one and number three. So, good job. Like, seriously, killed it. So, winners. Like, you fixed your corner room. Sure, you didn't grab a tackle. You didn't really need one. You grabbed depth at your guards. Great. You grabbed a wide receiver depth. Again, great. You grabbed a linebacker who... is great, and his dad played for your team. Just great. Like, great draft.
Yeah. I think it was definitely a winner.
Yeah. I know I took your team, so I'll give you a minute.
I will go. Actually, I'm going to go with the Patriots.
Okay. I really appreciate that.
I will go. I think y'all really did have a good draft. I think y'all did. Y'all are a very young team. Y'all are in rebuild mode, so like, y'all aren't gonna be. Y'all can't have the expectations for Drake May to make the playoffs.
No, I don't.
But I think this is a great start. This is a really good start for what y'all will be. I'm excited to see where the Patriots go. Well, not really excited. That's a bad word.
I know you're not. You're not excited for the Patriots, but I think you're excited for Drake May.
Yes. I am, as a football fan, I'm excited. As a Steelers fan,
I completely get it.
And as a friend of Zane, I am excited for
him. I appreciate it. I want y'all to do good too, because I know y'all need a quarterback. So I want a quarterback to work out for y'all.
Right. Like if both of our teams are really good in like 3 years or 2 years, it would be so much fun to actually watch the Steelers and Patriots again in the playoffs.
Yes, I would enjoy that.
But
like you mentioned, by the way, we're a young team. We only have 5 people over 30 right now on the team.
Yeah.
So.
That's great.
I did want to say, I almost picked the Saints just because of these 3 picks.
That's completely fair.
But yeah, I appreciate you putting us as the one of the winners. I thought y'all had a great draft too, though. So
yeah, I feel like I talked about the Steelers, so I was like, yeah, I'll talk about the Patriots.
Totally fair. Winner. Yeah, I feel like that's where we probably wrap it up today, though, right? Any last thoughts?
No, this was exciting. This might be one of our last draft videos. For a minute.
We might do like one more, maybe. I feel like one more is appropriate, at least. There's not much more except just positional rankings and just off-season shenanigans that go on for the remainder.
I don't know
what
next draft video. What are you thinking?
We could do a 2025 draft.
Mock? Oh my!
Oh, that
I would know nothing.
Hey, I don't either. That's the fun of it.
I mean, hey, fair.
We could totally do one. Just do the research this weekend on what players we could do.
Yeah, we could totally do that.
Yeah, we might do that next week. Who knows? Y'all just have to check it out next week. So we'll be signing off for now. So thank y'all for listening to another episode of the Dropback Podcast. Be sure wherever you are listening to leave a like, follow, subscribe, or a comment. We always appreciate it. Y'all disagree with anything, any takes or anything, let us know down in the comments below. As always, thank you all for tuning in. Tune in to the next one, and peace out.
Peace.